You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, after a rally of some 38% in the last 30 days or so on lots of speculation pertaining to the sale of its Oro Agri Organics division, this morning that speculation was put to rest as Omnia confirmed it's decided to sell the business to a European private equity fund for about 2.7 billion rand at prevailing spot rates of the rand-dollar exchange rate. It represents an almost 130% gain on the original March 2018 purchase price of 1.2 billion back then. And the sale does represent 15% of Omnia's EBITDA and 30% of its offshore business. I'm joined by Omnia CEO Seelan Gobbelsamy. Seelan, the price looks fair and what you would have got pre-pandemic, surely. So despite some logistics and supply chain issues, that sounds like you managed to achieve a really good deal. Just take me through the negotiations, because negotiating a sale is difficult at the best of times, let alone through a global pandemic.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, Michael. Great to speak to you. I guess we were talking to Rovenza for a while. You know, all of the acquisitions that Omnia has done and the investments we made, you know, my stated intent was to review those, was to increase the return on capital out of those. So we always knew that our Oro Agri business needed a partner, it needed additional capital, and Rovenza actually owned a distributor in Europe who was distributing some of Oro Agri's products. We started chatting. You know, we engaged pre the pandemic, you know, a lot of concern that asset prices post the pandemic would reduce. However, what we've seen is, you know, I told the vendor at the time that, you know, we're not a distressed seller. It's not an asset out for sale. So, you know, if they were interested, they need to put a compelling offer on the table that I could take to shareholders. And that's where we landed, a price that, you know, hasn't really changed pre or post pandemic, and a price that is value accretive for our shareholders. So our recommendation clearly, you know, is to accept the price and use the proceeds wisely.
The big question is what you are going to do with the proceeds. Before we get to that, though, the agreement is obviously subject to certain conditions precedent. Are they merely formalities? Just take me through some of the structuring of the transaction.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess the first thing is this is a large transaction. So this transaction requires Omnia shareholder approval. There's certain regulatory processes that we need to go through. It's pleasing that in our TENS announcement, you know, we've stated that we've got circa 60% of shareholders agreeing to the transaction. So all the shareholders we spoke to have supported it. And obviously, we couldn't speak to everybody in the time frame. So there are certain usual regulatory and other conditions that we've got to walk through. And I guess once that's done, you know, then the transaction is put together. So there's still a process to run. I think the vote will be in December. But all indications are that our shareholders are incredibly positive about the transaction.
And an all-cash deal?
Yes, all-cash deal. You know, obviously it's in dollars. So, you know, we need to carefully think about exchange rate and others. And, you know, Rovenza is a very credible party on the other end, and we will continue a relationship with Oro Agri and Rovenza going forward.
Now, the all-important question is what you plan to do with the proceeds of the sale.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, the first thing, and I go back to when we spoke last year, is, you know, the first thing is to de-gear the balance sheet further. So we've had a really good run in terms of managing the cash, the free cash flow at Omnia. So the first thing we will do is reduce our debt. You know, if I go back to the end of March 2020, our net debt position was at 1.8 billion, less than what we planned it to be. So a transaction of this size cleared that out, which is really positive and great for our optionality going forward. The second thing we'll do is, you know, look at areas where we can expand organically and inorganically. Critical to me is that we're not going on a spending spree. You know, the company will be very, very conservative about capital allocation and where we invest. And then the third area would be to revisit our dividend policy, which is a great place to be. So We will give ourselves as many options as possible there. As part of the circular, we'll get permission from shareholders to buy back shares. And then we'll use the dividend, perhaps a special dividend, perhaps buying back shares, look at what's prudent at our year end, and make sure that we don't keep lazy capital on our balance sheet. Where capital should be returned to shareholders, we will.
To reward those shareholders who stuck by you through the rights issue, and I was saying to you all fair, Seelan, that the credit must go to you and the management team for delivering exactly what you said you were going to do when we spoke just over a year ago. If you look at the share price, it really has rallied from its 52-week lows, I think it was around 12.50, to where you find yourself today in the early 40 rand. So, I mean, it's a 220-odd% increase. Do you still see value? Do you think potentially there could be buybacks in the future?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, market cap. I mean, you know, pre the rights issue, the market cap was around 2 billion. I think in the last few days, we around 7 billion. You know, so a really nice recovery and a great South African story of a turnaround, which is rewarding. You know, a large amount of cash that we've been able to generate from operations, pay down debt. So I think, you know, we haven't seen the full delivery of our recovery plan yet. You know, we still will have interest in the current year. You know, it will be clearly less than what it was last year. But going forward, you know, Omnia being without debt, Omnia focusing on its margins, there's still a large amount of value we will generate for shareholders. You know, this is the start of a lot more to come. You know, so I am, you know, I think there's headwinds certainly in the local market and the global market around the pandemic and the economic impacts of that. But, you know, we've demonstrated our agility and our resilience, you know, to change and adapt to that. So, yes, I think there's value going forward. I think the long-term sustainability and long-term growth of the company is still there and intact, and there's a lot of legs to it. You know, Oro represented roughly a 15% or so portion of our EBITDA, and it unlocks a huge amount of enterprise value for us. We've still got other international agriculture businesses, other international explosive businesses. So what you will see is hopefully a number of years of delivery from Omnia. This is not the end. This is the start.
And to go along with the TFG rights issue, probably two of the standout successes in terms of rights issues over the last while that we've had in South Africa, and demonstrating that there is still a lot of value to be had for the astute investor on a shrinking JSE. Seelan, great pleasure chatting to you, and kudos to you and the management team.
Thanks, Michael. All the best to you.
That was Omnia CEO Seelan Gobalsamy reporting back on the disposal of its Oro Agri Organics division to European private equity outfit Rovensa, which is owned by Bridgepoint and Partners Group.